area residents tell the legislature what they think of proposed budget cuts. And aging veterans turn to the Haines Legion for support and camaraderie. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Alaska House Finance Committee is combing through and amending its draft state operating budget after multiple days filled with public testimony last week. State news outlets reported Tuesday afternoon that representatives proposed restoring funding in areas like behavioral health and public broadcasting. Haines and Skagway residents expressed what cuts they opposed during last week's House budget hearings. In the interest of full disclosure, KHNS would be impacted by some of the budget cuts at issue in this story. As the legislators listened in Juneau, residents from across the state called in to make their case for or against certain cuts or ways to raise revenue. Alaska is facing a financial crisis due to low oil prices, and the legislature is trying to figure out how to deal with that deficit. Many of the residents who testified prefaced their comments by saying they understood the difficult position lawmakers are in.
And I understand, of course, there will be some cuts, and I'm prepared to make them and to help our community survive them.
That's Haines resident Heather Lendy.
But education, really? K through 12? I urge you not to do that. Libraries? No. Mentally ill, elders, our ferries, the lifeblood of our communities here in Southeast. Public broadcasting? Of course, we'll do our share, but 100%? That's draconian.
Lendy was referring to a proposed 100% cut to state grant funding for public broadcasting. Skagway resident Deb Potter also spoke against cuts to public radio.
In Skagway, like so many other small communities around our great state, public radio is our only source for critical information like weather alerts, road closures, and changes to ferry service.
Another proposed cut would reduce funding for the Online with Libraries program, or OWL. It supports high-speed internet connections at libraries. Sherry Price spoke against that cut.
Haines is remote. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
We go through there. Go ahead.
We have an excellent public library. We cannot lose our internet. We rely on it for education. The elders in our community, we're a multicultural community. We have lots of culture and education programs and projects that require the internet for success. So I'd ask you to please revisit and reinstate our funding for OWL.
Some of the Haines residents who testified pointed out that they were doing so using the library's OWL system. Mayor Jan Hill also spoke in defense of funding for public libraries and radio. But first, she emphasized the serious hit the borough would take if a proposed reduction to community revenue sharing went through.
A loss of funding in revenue sharing makes us have to think about things like increasing our sales tax or increasing property taxes or any other number of increasing taxes to our citizens. And it's just a very difficult thing to consider.
Haines resident Donald Hartman asked the legislators to keep funding for senior and disability services. Hartman said he gets around in an electric wheelchair, and he spent much of his life in medical institutions.
I literally ran away to come back home to town of Haines. I know that there had to be different way of to live my life. I got hooked up with Southeast Alaska Independent Living, also known as SAIL, and changed everything for me. They helped me get hooked up with a home support so I can live independently.
SAIL Assistant Director Sierra Jimenez said potential cuts to senior community-based grants would directly affect SAIL services. The budget cuts proposed by the House Finance Committee are not final. On Tuesday, the committee was scheduled to hear amendments to the operating budget. Both the House and Senate need to vote on their versions of the budget before coming together to work on a final plan. B Being an older veteran in remote Southeast Alaska isn't easy. Access to health care, transportation limitations, and the high cost of living are a few of the big reasons why. But in Haines, services from housing to therapy are becoming easier to find, in part because of support from the local Legion Post. As part of Coast Alaska and KHNS's Aging Southeast series, KHNS's Jillian Rogers visited with some senior veterans at Lynn Canal Post 12 in Haines to learn more about available services in the area.
I was in the Army, and I served a year in Korea and 2 years in California.
That's 78-year-old Ralph Strong, an Alaskan Native veteran from Klukwan, a village outside of Haines. He's one of 300 veterans in the Haines Borough, population 2,000. Strong moved from Klukwan into Haines to a veterans apartment complex after his eyesight went bad. And between the recently opened Veterans Village and his volunteer duties at the local American Legion post, he can't complain. But he says he would like to see young veterans take a more active role in Legion activities.
Some of us that are a little bit older, I don't want to say old veterans, but a little bit older, we would appreciate, you know, the younger ones coming out and participating and helping us out.
Strong's been a member of the American Legion for 32 years. In Haines, the Legion is the only veterans organization in town. It offers events and helps veterans and active military however it can. Strong is one of the 73,000-plus military veterans living in Alaska, which boasts the nation's highest percentage of former armed services members. 20,000, close to a third, are 65 or older, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And the Haines Borough, north of Juneau, is among the top five municipalities with the largest percentage of vets in the state. And many are in their golden years.
But I just think it's really telling that these folks are survivors. And so what we have is a high number of Vietnam-era veterans who have served, and now they're in their 70s, approaching 70 and sometimes older.
That's Paul Gaines, Jr. He's a behavioral clinician with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium who has worked with veterans across the country for years.
And how do we care for them? And what services, what resources do we have in rural Alaska that can adequately support that population?
In the past few months, the local post has enlisted Gaines to host informal meetings. And so, every other Thursday, Gaines runs what he calls a process group at the local Legion Hall. He says veterans can pick a topic to chat about or simply get together and watch a movie. He adds that isolation after time in the service can often lead to depression, alcoholism, and more.
They learn to trust one another in the service. You learn to trust someone else with your life, and you're willing to lay your life down on someone else. When they come home, that sense of camaraderie isn't shared with civilians. They don't know us. They don't trust us. They have no reason to. And so they go into survival mode. And because of that, they learn to trust themselves and very few others.
Local Legion Commander John Newton says there's no way to know for sure how many Haines vets are 65 or older. What he does know is that only about a third of the vets living in the area are members of Lynn Canal Post 12.
We got four members of World War II, several Korean members, and then we have quite a few Vietnam members. But after Vietnam, we don't have too many young people. For some reason, the younger generation doesn't want to get involved in military organizations yet.
The reason, Newton surmises, is because the younger soldiers are trying to forget. Newton, who's 72, is himself a Vietnam veteran of the U.S. Army. He says he was drafted at 18 as a misguided teenager and came out 4 years later as a man.
I was the same way when I got out after being in Nam. You come home, you just don't want to remember it, and you just don't feel like you're welcome anywhere. And any veteran come in here and talk about anything, any experience and everything, and nobody's going to criticize them.
But sometimes simply getting to the myriad of events hosted by the Legion can be challenging. Newton says the taxi service is no longer running, and the senior van service only runs during daylight hours. Mark Patterson, a 64-year-old Navy vet, pipes in.
I want any veteran to know in this town, we're a bunch of retired old fellas, and 99% of the time we're available. They put a phone call in here to the Legion, say, look, I need a ride. There's not one of us who wouldn't run and pick them up.
But transportation further away to Juneau, where they can access VA medical care, is a whole different ball of wax. With stripped-down ferry service and weather-delayed flights, getting to the state's capital for doctor's appointments can be a week-long affair, and the costs associated with that add up quickly. Access to care is a theme that runs throughout Southeast Alaska. Patterson served for most of the 70s overseas as a code maker and breaker, and he says establishments like the Legion offer a safe outlet for vets, or just a friendly place to have a beer.
As we know, it only takes one generation to skip something, and it's done. It's history. And we could be that key generation.
Through increased outreach efforts, Newton and the other Legionnaires are hoping to attract more members. They know they're out there, they say, and they're getting older. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories at khns.org.